NYC to give 6K luxury hotel rooms to border crossers as rents skyrocket for Americans. By John Binder on August 17, 2022. New York City officials are hoping to provide a total of nearly 6,000 luxury hotel rooms to border crossers arriving on buses from Texas, even as rents for city residents skyrocket to unsustainable prices. For weeks, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., has sent buses filled with border crossers to New York City. A rigorous sanctuary city that shields and protects illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. Mayor Eric Adams, D., a supporter of the city's sanctuary policy, has called on New Yorkers to get on board with waves of illegal immigration sent to New York City while also calling the migrant buses horrific and suggesting he will retaliate against Abbott. Adams, according to the New York Post, is planning a housing initiative that would provide nearly 6,000 luxury hotel rooms to border crossers arriving on the buses. The Post reports. There is no price tag attached to the request that was released Wednesday, which was made under the emergency contracting powers invoked by Mayor Eric Adams when the migrant crisis first began in the city. Emphasis added. The Department of Homeless Services had previously asked nonprofit social service providers to send in proposals to rent rooms and provide aid for 600 families set to be housed in a luxury midtown hotel, The Row NYC on 8th Avenue. Emphasis added. And it would come on top of the estimated 200 already secured and providing housing for families at the Skyline Hotel on 10th Avenue. Emphasis added. The housing plan for border crossers comes as rents for New York City residents have skyrocketed to levels that are pushing working and middle-class communities further out of the area. A recent analysis from Street Easy revealed that about 34% of apartments listed in New York City today opened only after tenants were forced out as a result of massive rent increases. In June, rents across New York City hit an average of $3,500 a month. By borough, the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan is now $4,100. The average rent in Brooklyn is now well over $3,000 a month. And the average rent in Queens is now around $2,500 a month. Real estate investors are some of the biggest beneficiaries of mass immigration to the United States. Immigration-driven population growth, set to bring the U.S. population to more than 400 million residents by 2060, is likely to send housing prices even higher. A 2017 study, published in the Journal of Housing Economics, found that increases in immigration into a metropolitan statistical area are linked with rising rents and home prices in that metropolitan statistical area and neighboring metropolitan statistical areas. Today, annually, the U.S. imports more than 1 million legal immigrants on green cards and another 1.5 million foreign workers on temporary work visas to take American jobs. In addition, millions of illegal aliens are added to the population every few years. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.